Good morning, sowers, and happy Saturday. This is the last Saturday of our Acts series, and you know what Saturday means? It means we have a Holy Spirit story, and you may not know that this entire Holy Spirit story enterprise was spawned on a Saturday during the first season, early on in the first season of our Acts of the Apostles series. So it started in Acts, and I'm not going to say it's ending in Acts, but I am going to say we've carried it all the way through all these chapters and many more in between the two series. So today is the last Saturday Holy Spirit story in the Acts series. And it started on this whole note of like, what does it look like for ordinary people like us to be witnesses of the extraordinary God who is Jesus Christ by the power of the Spirit in our everyday world? That's what these stories are about. We got a great one today. This one is entitled Encountering the Holy Spirit on Our Wedding Anniversary with Susan and Jeff Mariti. So buckle up. This is a good one. Our text, as always on Saturday, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is the origin. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story, and the last one in the Acts series, comes to us from a dear friend of mine, Susan Mariti. Susan and her husband, Jeff, are from Kenya and now pastor in the great state of Kansas. They're humble giants in God's kingdom. I love this story they recently sent. Last Saturday, we shared a Holy Spirit story involving a miraculous wonder of healing mercy, a sign of the kingdom. Today's story is no less wonder-filled, and yet it is of a quieter variety. I love how the diversity of human language plays into the story and how it is a story of being lost and found. And I love the sign act of marriage and its significance in the kingdom of God. The story carries a number of signs to us, so let's pray for eyes to see them. Below, you'll read the story in their voice, and if you listen, you'll hear it in their own voices.
August is our wedding anniversary month. A few days ago, we left our hometown and drove to the big city about 130 miles away to celebrate. My husband and I wanted to have a relaxed time, watch a movie, and eat some good food. When we reached the city, we headed for the movies first. We had been very busy that week and did not have time to look at the movies that were showing. We therefore did not exactly know what to watch. We decided to just go to the movie theater and decide from there. On our way to the theater, we saw a girl walking on the roadside on the grass. There was no sidewalk there, and so it was a little odd. She looked exhausted. Temperatures were in their higher 90s that day. She had an empty bottle of water with her and was wearing sandals. Clearly, not shoes intended for walking. I made eye contact, somehow unintentionally, and I could see confusion in her eyes. At that time, we had stopped at a traffic light and it quickly turned green. We drove on, but something stirred in my spirit. I asked my husband if maybe we should have given her a ride. He reasoned that we were not going to the same place and we did not want to watch a movie in the later hours of the evening. We continued with our journey and our conversation to the theaters. When we got there, we inquired from those selling tickets the movies that were showing that evening. To our disappointment, none of those movies was interesting to us, so we decided to step out and discuss what we would do. We thought of going to a different theater, or just watching one of the movies on offer. Just for the sake of it, we decided to go to the mall and just walk around and do a little shopping. We started driving to the mall in the direction we had come from. On our way back, we saw the girl we had seen earlier walking toward us. We both exclaimed, "There she is!" The Holy Spirit had been working on us, so this time round, we were ready. My husband slowed down and exited the busy road. I lowered the window and asked her if she needed help. She nodded her head to the affirmative. As we pulled over and started to speak to her, we realized that she did not speak any English and understood very little of it. We couldn't communicate well. I asked what language she spoke, and she said Swahili, a language my husband and I could communicate in. What a God coincidence. We had some conversation in Swahili, and we understood that she had gotten lost. She had moved to the US a few months prior and did not know many places. She did not go to school, and she did not know many people. Her mom and dad had gone to work that morning, and she had left the house to go to the doctor's office. But then she had gotten lost. Her phone had died, so she had no way of checking her directions or calling anyone. Not to mention that she could not have a conversation with people on the street due to her language limitation. By this time, she had gone round in circles for several hours. She was thirsty, starving, and exhausted. I offered her the water I had and watched her gulp it down in a second. She wasn't sure about her address, but she mentioned a street name and a house number. We decided to go to this place and check it out anyways. She was very far from home, and with temperatures in the upper 90s and a scorching sun, with no water and no walking shoes, she might have succumbed to the heat. We drove her home, amazed at how the Holy Spirit works. That day, we learned that God takes care of His people in strange ways. He was watching over this girl who was young and lost in a new country with people whose language she did not understand. It appeared that God had sent us from our little town to the big city, sent us from the movies to go to the mall so we could take care of one sheep. Surely, the shepherd who leaves the 99 for one was visibly at work that day. Praise God for the voice of the Holy Spirit and for the love of God that watches over God's people. Sends people from afar to rescue that one that is lost. We cannot claim to have always listened to the Holy Spirit promptings, but we have been listening to the Saturday Holy Spirit stories, and I think our antennas were high that day. Amen.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this beautiful story of Pentecost still unfolding. Indeed, it is still day one. Thank you for the way your Spirit prompts our attention to needs around us, to people, and patiently brings us into obedient action. Thank you for the providence of language and how you made the miraculous connection between people in Kansas who speak Swahili. Thank you for your compassion for a girl who was lost in a foreign land and your intricate and intimate care for her through your servants. And thank you for Susan and Jeff for the gift of their marriage, and for the ways your Spirit is propelling the beautiful mission of their lives together in the world, so far from their home and yet at home in the kingdom. Bless their marriage, bless their family, encourage their faith, prosper the work of their hands. May their tribe increase. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Journal prompts today. What did you hear and see in today's story? How does the story witness to you and encourage your faith? How do you see both the ordinary and the extraordinary intermingling by the Holy Spirit in this story? And how do you see that unfolding in your own life? We're going to sing here as we close out in a minute. We're going to sing our Saturday song, our Saturday spiritual song, Sanctuary. How's that for alliteration? Our Saturday spiritual song, which is Sanctuary. That's the whole thing, isn't it? Being my witness. He says, you shall be my witness, my witnesses. That's what this is about. This is an ancient story, but it is as present as today. And this is our opportunity. This is our turn, our shift. I want to encourage you just to ask the Lord to give you Holy Spirit stories in the days ahead. That's the big application of the book of Acts, the story of the Acts of the Apostles, of the Holy Spirit, the Acts of Jesus, is that we would be ever living in the midst of another Holy Spirit story, the next Holy Spirit story in our life. Writing Acts chapter 29 in our hearts, our homes, our churches, our cities. So appreciate you having joined us on this journey. You know we're looking forward to Exodus now, starting September the 2nd. You're inviting friends. You still got time to order a journal. Put the code SOEXODUS. We'll send you two for the price of one. One for that friend you've been praying to invite to join us. The journal will be your calling card, your invitation. And, of course, I'd love to see you Monday night for our journaling, Word and Spirit journaling workshop. That's going to be a good time. For now, let's sing. We'll send you out the fields of Saturday. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Yes, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Well, gang, that's a wrap. And I'll see you on the fields for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.